Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hollywood Podcast, covering the latest in film, TV, streaming, and social media. I'm your host, Max Geschwind. Stay tuned for today's episode. Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. I am so excited to be joined by music director and conductor of the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, Ernest H. Harrison. Now in its 45th year, the GMCLA is putting on their annual spring concert, which this year is entitled We Love Boy Bands, a pop music extravaganza featuring some of the most popular boy bands music of all time, including the Jackson 5, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, all the way up to most recently One Direction. It'll be at the Savant Theater in Beverly Hills on the 23rd and 24th, and you can get your tickets at gmcla.org. Ernest, thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me. Glad to be here.
So I know that every concert of the choir always has a specific theme. Last year was my first GMCLA concert that I attended, which was the Disney concert, which was just so outstanding and so magical. You've also had a Motown concert and, of course, a holiday-themed concert. Can you speak to the inspiration behind doing a concert specifically focused on the songs of the most popular boy bands of all time?
Absolutely. So, you know, with GMCLA, as it pertains to our three concerts every year, we try to aim for repertoire that will really allow for our audience members to come in and relax and sit their problems down at the door and just really enjoy. So one thing that we find that's very important for us is nostalgia, the idea of nostalgia, which is why we do things like Motown or Queen or I'm With Her from last spring, where we try to encapsulate either a genre of music or a theme around a certain type of music that makes people relax and feel at home and feel familial and familiar and comfortable to dance and groove with us a little bit. And boy bands is one of those perfect themes where no matter how, you know, when you grew up, what generation you're in, there's probably a boy band from your childhood that you're in love with. You know, if you were like me, you grew up wanting to be them or wanting to be with them, you know, so that connection, it kind of crosses all of the generations in our audience. So, you know, we were hoping that people would find in boy bands something that just made them feel good, like, you know, warm cookies and milk type of feel good. I think that's what we're going to achieve.
I'm so glad that you said that it's something that appeals to all generations, because I feel like a lot of people think boy bands are solely something that happened in the 90s with Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, that that's when it reached its peak and it wasn't really a thing in other generations, which is totally not true. Can you talk about the intentionality behind making sure that the representation of the songs that you'll have in this concert will appeal to all generations and all eras of boy bands throughout the time?
Absolutely. You know, the concept of boy bands goes all the way back to the doo-wop groups of the 50s, which gives us a lot of musical options to play with. It gives us, you know, the Monkees, the Beatles, you know, the Temptations. We come on up to the 80s and we, you know, are going to be dealing with groups like Boys to Men. You know, we get to do a little bit of, oh, goodness, what's the name of the group? I just lost it. What is that? The Right Stuff.
I'll Google it here.
New Kids on the Block. You know, up through the 90s, like you mentioned, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and then groups of today. We have One Direction, we have BTS. So, you know, just getting all, you know, trying to hit as many people as possible to make sure that folks, you know, really with GMCLA, we're all about building safe spaces. With our community outreach, it's about building safe spaces in the school and all these things. But with our concerts, it's building a safe space for you to just come and relax and enjoy and sing along and dance along. So, you know, that's why we picked this thing. We were hoping that we could just give a safe space to as many people as possible.
And I love that you're including BTS too, the fact that boy bands are not just here in America, that they are international too, and international that have now penetrated American audiences. And a group like BTS, which, you know, is not here but has had so much resonance here, The fact that that'll be showcased at the concert, that's exciting too.
Yeah, it's our hope to have an international appeal with BTS as well as Menudo. We're doing Hold Me, which is also a big hit from the 80s. So yeah, we're trying, definitely trying to do that.
Well, but besides the boy band's theme, can you talk a little bit else about what audiences have to expect from the show?
Well, I think they can expect, dance, of course. We're known for our choreography. We're known for our choreography. We're known for our production. But I think what they probably won't expect is the emotion. When we're dealing with a music that is so firmly rooted in something like your childhood, the first emotion, the first reaction is joy. But then those memories start to flood in of the first time you heard that song or what that one track or that one lyric meant to you or who you used to sing it with. And I think it's probably going to be a pretty emotional experience too. We've got a couple production numbers that we've really taken some care with in creating a storyline that we hope is going to hit them in the heartstrings. So I think that's probably the thing that most people don't expect when they hear boy bands. They expect to have a good time, but then I don't think they expect to really care. And I'm excited for them to have those moments.
I'm glad you mentioned emotion because I think a standout in your shows is the testimonies that your members have when they step forward throughout the show and share about their personal connection to whatever the subject is of the concert, whether it was Disney or Motown or whatever. Is that something we also have to expect in this show? Hearing some memories or just these emotional testimonies of GMCLA members and their connection to particular boy bands growing up?
Absolutely. And I think that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about the heart that is at the the core of all of our concerts. People don't expect the heart to be pulled on. And I think that's why it's so vital for us to have those talk spots, because we're not just singing popular music and getting up and having a good time. It means something to us. Generally, any of the repertoire that we're choosing has something to do with our connection to our community, to our childhood, and to the world that we've lived in and are living in, but also the world we want to see. So, are we going to take all of those elements and beat you over the head with it? Probably not, but it's always going to be in there right under the surface. And that's generally my favorite part of what we do.
You mentioned the choreography, and I know that you're working with Ray Leeper, who's choreographed for shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars. Can you share what we have to expect from his work and the dancing in the show?
Well, if you know anything about Ray Leeper, which you clearly do, you know it's going to be perfection. It's been an absolute joy to work with Ray. He worked with us, I think, in the early 2000s. So it's great to have him back with us. He's been fantastic. All of the members love him. I love him. And he's just going to put on a wonderful show. Very, very excited for you all to see those dance numbers. It's going to be really cool.
And before we close out, I do want to touch on performances beyond the boy bands concert that we have to look forward to from GMCLA. Can you share what else we have in store for the rest of 2024?
Oh, absolutely. Well, upcoming this summer in June, we have our Solid Gold concert, which is the music of Dionne Warwick, Aretha Franklin, and Whitney Houston. Of course, they had, the familial connections, but also how their music inspired each one down the generational line. Just lots of hits, lots of fun there. In between our spring concert and our summer concert, of course, we've got our community outreach concerts. We're doing our first high school choral festival in April. We're going to have a community singing concert in Pasadena in May. June, of course, is always our favorite time of year because that's Pride Month. That's our holiday season. So we're going to have our annual Pride concert here in West Hollywood. So just a lot of opportunities for us to sing in the community and give back to our community along with our concerts that are coming up too.
Definitely. Well, I'm so excited for your boy band's concert March 23rd and 24th at the Saban Theater. Thank you so much, Ernest. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, it's lovely to meet you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Please take a moment to subscribe to the Hollywood Podcast for free on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Max Geschwind. Thanks for listening.